that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this morning from the Radio Ranch, a blue sky, sunny Radio Ranch this morning, this Saturday, August 6, 2016. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And we say good morning to you, the remnant. And Jason's traveling. Want to keep him and his family in your prayers, and I'm sure we'll pray for him this morning as well. We do welcome you here. We'll have the phone lines open up today, 307-745-5913. Couple of current events I think we want to share with you this morning, and to try to open your eyes and let you see that, you know, God is still there. He is still on the throne, and He is still in control of things, but He still loves His people, and He gives them warnings, and He gives them signs. So I think that's where we're at. We'll start. Well, John, if you want to open up in prayer, we'll go from there.
Heavenly Father, we do give thanks, Lord, for this time that you've set aside for us to come together and just discuss current events and how they relate to Scripture and prophecy. And Lord, we can see that the birth pains are becoming closer and closer. We can see with each day's news how this country, as well as the world, is drawing closer to the times of Noah, when man's thoughts were continually evil. Lord, we can see through the progression of homosexuality and same-sex marriage and now transgenderism that we are approaching the times of Lot. Lord, help us to realize that this enemy comes only to steal, to kill and destroy. These filthy, faggot, pervert queers do not reproduce. They recruit, and they want to recruit our children. So, Lord, we continue to pray for protection for our children. Put a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around. Guide and direct us. Give us wisdom and understanding. Draw us closer to you, Lord. Help us to make that time to have that intimate relationship where we not only call out when we need something, but we call out, talk to you, to share the things that are going on in our lives. Pray for this morning, Lord, that you would just guide and direct us, give us the stories and the topics that are important to your people to understand. Continue to pray for grace and mercy, and that you'd find us worthy to escape the things that are coming. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. And we want to remind you folks, if you would like to, maybe, I know a lot of you joined us Wednesday night for the Wednesday night prayer meeting, and if you would like to be a prayer warrior and receive those prayer chains, we sent another one out yesterday on Friday. You can send us an email. Our email address is preacher@sfaw.org. And just drop us an email and say, hey, you can add me to that prayer chain. Add me. I'll be a prayer warrior. I'll pray. It is an important part of being a Christian. You know, the Bible, several times, there's great discussion. We're reading in the Bible, reading plan in Romans, great discussion about the law. But, you know, time and time again, the Bible tells us how we can fulfill the law of Christ. And it's when we share the burdens of our brother. When we love our neighbors ourselves. When we do take the time to not be hard-hearted. But when we, as the Bible says, share the burdens of one another. And therefore fulfilling the law of Christ. Because that's what he did. He shared our burdens. And so, praying for one another is an important thing to do. It's critical in the life of a Christian. We carry a little book called The Kneeling Christian. If you don't have that, if you haven't read it, I encourage you to go back and read it, just like we're reading the Bible. Go back. It's an easy read. Go back and read it. But it's called The Kneeling Christian. It's by an unknown author. But it does an excellent job in showing and proving time and time again the importance of prayer, not only for the remnant, but for each and every one of us individually. You can't say, well, that prayer is fine for you. I don't have time for it. Well, you want to have time for it. You really do. You really do. And as John mentioned, I think, in our Bible reading plan, it's Romans 8 today, and verse 22 says, for we know that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And I think that's the best way to describe the current events in the land, is that all creation is groaning and crying out. You've got the sin in the land, as you mentioned, John, in your opening prayer. The homosexuality, the lawlessness, the debauchery, is just rampant. It's just the standard anymore, it seems like. Whether it's TV, magazine, talk radio, the Olympics opens up and down in Rio. And nothing wholesome there, It's third world country, small g gods being honored. And it is just more sin in the land, more sin in the world. If we'll take the time to read through, and that's one of the reasons we've pushed and promoted this Bible reading plan, and our pastor was very faithful in that. He was very faithful and dedicated in reading his Bible, in being in prayer. And so he set a good example for us to strive to do, because that's one of the ways that he was able to do what he was able to do. He was certainly anointed. He was certainly called and chosen and faithful. But one of the things he did in the physical was he read his Bible. He read his Bible and he prayed. And again, that's one of the reasons that we push and promote this Bible reading plan. But when you read it here in Romans 18, it tells us, "For I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God." And I think part of that is that all creation is anxiously awaiting for the remnant to return to God, for the remnant to turn from their wicked ways, to have their eyes opened, to have their ears unplugged, and to say, "Wait a minute, you mean all this stuff the government's telling me is not truly the way it is? You mean the these lives that I see on TV, that's not really how life is supposed to be?" And all creation is anxiously awaiting for God's remnant to return to Him, for His people to. Well, we've got the phone lines open up this morning, 307-745-5913. Didn't get a chance to get callers in on Thursday night program this past Thursday, but we've got the phone lines open this morning. So if you want to give us a call, again, that number is 307-745-5913. John, you had mentioned about some crazy weather down in the southern hemisphere. Was that... what was it, down in New Zealand or something? Did you have any more on that?
Yeah, New Zealand. New Zealand, they said that the temperature was going to drop to 15, or I think it was minus 15 degrees Celsius. Coldest in 100 years. Apparently they're getting hit with a extremely hard winter. And then I was reading, too, in Ireland that in one night, they had 250 lightning strikes. So there's a lot of weather-related things going on, too. Volcanoes all over the world erupting. I mean, it just goes on and on.
It does. It does. And I think we see that. The anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly. We talked a few weeks ago when the Democratic National Convention was going on, how at the last one they had back in 2012, that they actually voted, proposed it, voted, and passed it to not, basically to exclude God and any reference to God from their dealings. And, when you have a people that are so stupid, for one thing, so foolish, but that they, because they're just not struck dead that very minute with a lightning bolt, they think that they can sin and get away with it, and that just does not happen. If you look back in Genesis, and you mentioned it, John, regarding Sodom and Gomorrah, because not only this nation, but so many of the other nations, the European nations, have embraced sin and basically done what the Democratic National Committee did in 2012. And, they've all but excluded. The European nations that were once Christian nations have included anything and anybody, and anything goes and anybody goes, and anybody's welcome to come in, for the last couple generations. And we see how they are just being utterly destroyed. Their culture, their once white Christian culture, is all but destroyed. Their women are being raped. Their children are being destroyed. Their culture, everything that they are, their government, their society, their church, their thoughts, are not today, are not the way they were just even a couple generations ago. Because I think they've done exactly what the DNC did, And they have included everything but God, everything but Christianity, and God puts up with it for so long because He's patient. If you read back in Genesis 18, verse 20, and it says, "The Lord said, the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave." And he had come and visited Abram, and Abraham, and he goes on in verse 21. He says, "I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to its outcry, which has come to me, and if not, I will know." And, you know, the Lord and the two angels that were with him had visited Abraham, and he told Abraham what he was going to do, that he was going to visit. He was going to go see for himself, and when he did, he saw how bad it was. Not that he didn't know, but he was doing this in terms that Abraham could understand, and so that several thousand years later, when we find ourselves in the same position, once again, with all this debauchery and sin in the land, that we can look back at this and say, you know, this is how it was before. And so, people, it's repent or be destroyed. That's the gospel message from our loving Savior. It truly is. Just like it was back in Genesis 18, just like it was in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and into the book of Revelation, and just like it is today.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this story. It's almost hard to even talk about it, but right in Twin Falls,
oh man, Idaho. Yes,
that's in the United States, by the way, America. You know, 5-year-old victim raped by 3 refugee children, Somali and whatever the heck they were, but they were Muslim, and it says allegedly, no, not allegedly, one of the boys took a video on his smartphone of exactly what they did to this little girl, and apparently this girl had some learning disabilities or handicap or something.
Yes.
But, you know, if you're listening and you can't handle graphic content, then you should probably turn it off right now. But they penetrated this 5-year-old girl orally and anally, and they peed all over her, including into her mouth. And then when the father got the call, he came home from work, and the Muslim family was saying, "No police, no police," and they're talking in Arabic and telling them that everything's fine, they did nothing wrong. I don't know about you, but I would have slit their throats right there. And if their parents had a problem with it, I'd slit their throats too. So get that, Muslims. There's men who will not put up with it and will kill you if you try anything to our children.
Amen. And
I was so outraged. I felt like driving to Idaho and finding the sons of bitches.
And the mainline media has all but denied it. That's part of the spell, John, that I think that is upon the people. The people have been so conditioned, the sheep in this country have been so conditioned that no matter what these Muslims do, you do not speak out against them. You know, you don't. And the city commissioners, the city mayor, the police, they've all, you're right, it's all alleged. When it was witnessed by a grandmotherly figure, that's who walked in on
them. They
right.
have a video
now,
of all of it.
Right. Now, the
it's
video.
Not allegedly.
Exactly. Now, the video, John, you know, you read so much in the news about, and they had just, there was a headline this week, police better watch out because there's another police shooting video, a fatal police shooting video where policemen shot and killed a black man because he was breaking the law. And I'm not standing up for the police, but you see, those type videos are released. Those are released out. Those are put out. Those are put on YouTube and Facebook and Snappy, whatever, all the media outlets. Because there's a purpose. They put those out to foment unrest, to cause division, to cause problems, to make the blacks rise up in anger and rise up in rebellion. There's a purpose for that, okay, to do that. But you won't see this little video that, you're right, that these bastard illegal immigrants, illegal aliens took when they abused, raped and beat and, like you said, pissed on this little 5-year-old girl. And why the people in Twin Falls...
And it would have been worse, except for they've got a lady walked in and stopped them, because the other two were getting naked and ready to do the same thing. Yes. You know, and the sad thing is that the father didn't kill him. That's the sad thing. And the father is worried about the way that it'll be perceived and this and that. I wouldn't worry about one bit of it. I would have just killed him right
there.
Well,
that's a difference in the story. That's a difference in truth and being politically correct. And it is a spell. It is the same spell that is on this nation where the people won't take time to read their Bible. They won't take time to believe the truth. They're false prophets in the Judeo-Christian church world preach lies to them on Sunday morning because they put Judaism, which denies Jesus Christ, they put that before believing Jesus Christ, even in the title of their churches, in the title of their claim to faith, and they're told lies. They're told lies. Jesus Christ said, it is better, don't harm any of my little ones. He said, it would be better for you to have a millstone. That's a heavy stone. That's usually like a several hundred pound stone that they would use to grind flour and wheat. It would be better that that were tied around your neck and you were tossed into the ocean and you drowned a horrid, wretched death. That would be better for you than to harm one of these little children. That is the law of God. That is the love of Jesus Christ. Because we are told to love our neighbors ourselves. I love my neighbor out there. I don't know who they are, you know, but they're a family out there trying to make ends meet, thinking that it's safe enough for their little five-year-old girl to run around, at least in the apartment complex, just, you know, steps outside, plays with some of the neighbor kids in back. They've opened their hearts and their homes to these filthy Eastern bastards that have come in and that have looked at the love and the acceptance that this white family in America extended to them. And how did they repay it? They repaid it by doing these unmentionables to their five-year-old daughter. And then having the audacity to say, oh no, no police, nothing's wrong. And then I think what is just as bad or not worse, John, is that, yeah, the community has just stood by and let it happen. They've just stood by and, well, you know, it's alleged we can't fight City Hall. The FBI will be against us. They'll arrest me for hate crimes if I say anything against it. And that's the spell that the people are under.
Come arrest me.
That's the spell that the people are under. And, you know, and it just... You know, meanwhile, Obama looks like they're right on track to have at least what they're reporting, his alleged 100,000 Syrians just like this coming to your neighborhood. So brothers in North Carolina and Georgia and California and Florida and Michigan and Wisconsin and Colorado, what are you going to do? This is what's happening. This is what's happening. Now, you don't have to believe it, but whether you believe truth or not, folks, this is what is happening in America. Good old America. Budweiser beer and Denver Broncos, America. Yeah. This is what's happening in your country, remnant. You sit back and just let it happen. You're going to let it happen when it's your family? You know, as for me and my house, we serve the Lord. We fear the Lord. And I fear him a whole lot more if I didn't do something about that than fearing man who says, oh no, it's alleged and blah, blah, blah. And you know, that's not the only thing. How long has this been going on, John? It was years ago that the Muslim beheaded a mother, wife, and grandmother in Oklahoma. Cut her head off here in America as he's yelling Allah Akbar. And yet we still just open our borders to these people. You tell me that when God's people sin, which is who we are, and we are the Hebrew Israel people of the Bible, the Anglo-Israel truth, it is a truth that is so politically incorrect, you know, that most of the country will vehemently deny it, but it's still truth. And that is the people of the Bible, the people of promise, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the promises that were made to Abraham that his descendants would be as the stars of the sky and the sand of the sea. They are the white, Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, Scandinavian, Celtic, and kindred people. they are the people that lawfully immigrated, according to Bible prophecy, that immigrated, that came one from a town and two from a city, from the European nations, and founded this nation of America, which means heavenly kingdom in the ancient Gothic language. They are the people. We are the people of promise. And if you don't, you know, if you would read your Bible, people, you would see that. That truth is so evident there that it is absolute truth. And one sure way you can see it is that the wrath of God is being poured out upon his people because of their disobedience. You read through all through the Old Testament, the times of the exile, the times where the people, they, you know, he says, oh, the terror's within and without. You go out in the city streets, the terror's there. You try to hide in your homes, the terror's there. And that is what has come upon this nation for turning from God. In Ezekiel 12, a couple verses here if I can read them. And the phone lines are open, folks, 307-745-5913, if you want to call in. Ezekiel 12, 1 and 2, it says, then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, you live in the midst of the rebellious house, who have eyes to see, but do not see, ears to hear, but do not hear, for they are a rebellious house. Now, you know, you used to see pictures of lynchings and hangings, and they don't show that kind of stuff anymore because, you know, sometimes those were done illegally and unlawfully. Unlawfully, I think, is a proper term. But you know, there were many times that they were lawful because the people in this nation had the law of God written on their heart. And that's the proof of the new covenant, because that's what the new covenant is that his laws, statutes, and judgments will be written upon the heart of his people. And so the people knew in the past, even back in the 30s and 40s, when the people in this land, when they found someone that did that to their children, they killed them. They strung them up. They tied them behind a car and drug them through the desert, if that's what they had to do. Or they strung them up and hung them, and they put a sign on them, whether it was a horse thief or a child molester. And by God, that capital punishment, that is the love of Jesus Christ of the Bible. Now, that might not be the love of the so-called hippie Jesus you might serve in your Judeo-Christian church, but that's a false Jesus. You read about Jesus Christ in the Bible, and that is the love of Christ, is that you do not have that in your land, in your society. If you love your neighbor as yourself, if you share one another's burdens, therefore fulfilling the law of Christ, you think that's a burden on that family? You see the reports where the little girl won't go outside, where she insists on wearing two shirts and two pair of underwear, a five-year-old girl, because of what's happened. Oh, Lord Jesus, bring the righteous indignation upon your people. Lord, send your Holy Spirit to be upon each and every one of us, Lord, on all of your people, Lord. Renew that Phineas kingdom, that Phineas brotherhood, Lord, of those that saw the sin in the land, and Lord, they ended it and were blessed by you. Lord, bring that back to the land, Lord. Awaken your people. Open their eyes, Lord. They have eyes, but they do not see. Open the eyes of the blind, Lord. They have ears, Lord, but they do not hear the truth. The truth goes out, Lord, but they do not hear it. Let your people see the lies that are put out by these ungodly, these dirty, dirty birds that sit in the Judeo-Christian church pulpits, Lord. Let your people awaken to the lies that they put out. And let them see, and let a righteous indignation arise, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit flow across this nation once again. Lord, that your people would repent and return to you. And that, Lord, we know that then your Holy Spirit would come in and guide and direct and would lead the battle in removing these tares and wickedness from the land. Lord, we know the time of harvest draws near because the tares stand up straight and tall and proud and haughty. But Lord, we know that's the time. That's the time that your harvest comes. Lord, let those that can repent, repent before the time of your harvest, Lord. that they would go from being and change from being enemies of Christ to soldiers of Christ. Let that time come upon this land and upon your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, well, you can bet that those parents taught those kids that she was just an infidel, and it didn't matter what you do to an infidel.
That's exactly their attitude. That they're doing that same thing in Britain. They're teaching them, oh, you can go have sex slaves with these infidels. Do whatever you want. Let's try a phone call here this morning, John. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wrangler.
Hey, how are you?
We are abundantly blessed and walking by the Holy Spirit. How about you?
I think about that little girl all the time, you know, when I think about and all the other people that are getting hurt in this country. You picked a subject that's been getting to me a lot lately.
It's like we were in the times of the Old Testament. You know, there's more of them than there are of us, and not just these raghead antichrists, but the system that protects them rather than the victim. But we do have a greater power, and greater is He that is for us than anything that can come against us. And you know, when we cry out to God, well, He will change things. When we return to Him, He will.
To show you what kind of power them Muslims have in that community, the largest yogurt plant in the world is in that community or near that community. It's called the Kobani Yogurt. You see it probably in the store, that brand, Kobani.
Yes.
And a Muslim Kurd owns it, and he hires nothing but Muslims, no Americans,
yep.
Just Muslims.
You're absolutely right.
Isn't that awful?
It is. So, now, folks, Kobani yogurt, that's with a K. I don't know what that word means, but I'd say don't
buy it. C-H, guys,
C-H.
No, it's Chobani.
Chobani.
C-H-A-B-A-N-I.
Yep. So, folks, if you support that, that's a Muslim yogurt. You know, there's another yogurt out there called Noosa. N-O-O-S-A, comes out of Colorado. It's great stuff. It's made by white Christians. Okay? How about that? You can buy Noosa yogurt, but that Chobani is Muslim, anti-Christ, anti-American yogurt. It absolutely is. And you support the enemy when you buy it.
What bothers me about all this, guys, is these people keep saying, well, there are good Muslims and this and that and blah, blah, blah. No. Islam is religion is all about what you hear about, all about this stuff. That's all their religion is.
It is.
Is kill, steal, destroy, conquer, and that's all it's about.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody says, well, oh that guy that owned Kobani, yogurt, he was a Kurd. Well, everybody says, well, those Kurds are good Muslims. A lot of them say that. You know, I hear people say that, those Kurds are good. The Kurds were people during the time of the Ottoman Empire. The Kurds were the people who killed Christians. 1.1 million or more Armenian Christians. The Kurds were the ones that did most of the killing on that. Don't tell me they're good. I mean, these people are horrible, and nobody wants to call it what it is and say, you're horrible.
Yep.
And we're not going to put up with it.
Well,
I don't know.
I think there's so many in this country that share your feelings, brother. Where are you calling from, by the way, this morning?
Independence, Missouri.
From Missouri. There's so many, you know, that share your feelings, that share the feelings that we've expressed this morning, you know, but they're scared. Where the fear of the Lord is, there is, and the spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. And you know, that's missing in the land. But there are so many that feel the way you do, that share your feelings, but they know if they speak out like that at work, they'll get fired, they'll get charged with hate crimes, and, you know, their friends, the liberals and progressives, might come against them. And they don't fear God, you know, and that needs to come back. That's what we pray for. That's the revival we need in the land, is the love of Christ to come back. Where the people would return to God, and then he will
Richard,
end this. Yes.
What everybody's saying, everybody's acting crazy and talking crazy and and saying, well, why, we're insane to let this go on. Well, you know, God always, always makes people crazy right before he destroys them. It's in the Bible.
Yeah.
He puts madness upon the people.
He does.
And you can't tell me there's not madness in this country.
No, there absolutely is. There is.
Anyway, I'm going to let you go. That little five-year-old girl, I keep thinking about her quite often.
Well, brother,
don't
pray
think I don't. I
pray for her. Pray for her.
I do.
You know,
I do.
Pray for her and her family, because God can heal her. God can. And, you know, we're reading in Romans. Romans 8:28 says he works all things for good. Hard for us to figure this out, but you know, if
to wake people up finally.
Right. If this will cause that righteous indignation to wake the people up, then so be it.
You know, I think
it's gonna take
Bible.
A mass killing.
Well,
big,
I don't know.
Big killing.
Well, there have been, you know, 50 here, 20 here, 12 there, 77 over in Europe. The people here are more concerned about the you know, that Budweiser's going on sale, or that Coca-Cola won't be able to make enough because they're moving out of Venezuela. There's not enough sugar, you know, or what Britney Spears is doing on, you know, Snappy Yop or whatever. It's a spell.
Right.
The people are in.
The people in Europe.
I'm going to let you go,
Europe,
guys. I'll
right,
talk
brother.
To you later.
Thanks
Bye.
So much. Thanks so much. Call from Missouri.
The people in Europe are waking up. They're burning.
Some are.
Those,
some are. You're right.
Those tent towns down for the refugees. They're getting word. They probably have insiders finally now, and they know where the buildings are that they're trying to convert into refugee camps, and they're destroying them before they even get there, or even whether they're there. Better if they're there. But, you know, in the Bible, how did they deal with these things? It was called the Melchizedek priesthood and the Avenger of Blood. That's what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, and if I sound a little riled up, you're right, I am. Because I got news for you.
Well, and righteously so.
I got a son.
Well, righteously so, John, because you have the law of God written upon your heart. You know, you're not like these beanie cap wearing that won't even spell G-O-D, that think they're so self-righteous, that deny that Jesus is the Christ. You know, no, it's not like that. It is a righteous indignation that needs to come upon the people. We love Jesus Christ with all our heart, mind, and soul. We absolutely do. We love him so much, we're obedient to him. We have repented of our sins, and we've been washed in the blood, water baptized, immersed, water regenerated, if that's what you want to say, because that's what the Word of God says. And so we have our name, as you do, John, our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we sigh and groan out, just like we read there in Romans. This is Romans, New Testament, folks. New Testament, we know the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together and now. But you know, you read on a little bit more into it, we hope. We have hope. And my hope is that the Holy Spirit will move upon this land and open up the eyes of the blind, the eyes of those that claim to be men. We talk about how, you know, and I think Tim just joined us. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're just talking about some of the sin in the land. But you know, my prayer, we talk about how, you know, I think it's the state of Wisconsin and Michigan combined have more armed hunters than, you know, most standing armies. And so for firearms, that's great. You know, that is fantastic. And then you couple it with all the 50 states. I don't know about Puerto Rico, never been there, don't know about them, but the 50 states, there are more people that own guns that safely use their firearms every year in hunting and sport shooting and all that, and defense of their life, home, and family, than any other standing army, than most of them combined. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Awaken those people. Let your Holy Spirit move upon them like the Holy Spirit moved in the days of Moses when he, you know, when all the people knew, they knew to take the lamb and to sacrifice the lamb and to put the blood on the door and the lintels so that the death angel would pass over. That was the Holy Spirit that moved and told them that, Lord. We know that. We know that. Lord, let your Holy Spirit move again on those hunters, on those people, on the people here, Lord, the red-blooded Americans, as they say, those that do still love their country and hate what's seeing here, those that are sighing and groaning out at these abominations. Let your Holy Spirit move upon them, Lord, and let them rise up, Lord, as Phinehas of old did. And Lord, in repentance to you for us not doing it, and Lord, we do repent. We repent ourselves. I repent that I haven't done that, Lord, that my father didn't do it, that his father didn't, that our fathers before us haven't done it, Lord. But Lord, they are killing our children. They are killing our wives and mothers. They're beheading them, Lord, and grandmothers. Lord, this is lawlessness. This is sin. This is unrighteousness. But Lord, we know it's because your people have fallen into sin and have believed the lie. Well, Lord, let your people awake. Let them hear the truth being put out.
What they did to that little girl was worse than death. That's all there is to it. And the bottom line is, instead of those Muslims saying, no police, no police, nothing wrong here, they should have the fear of God in them to where they want the police to be there, because Christian men are finally going to take care of things like they're supposed to take care of them. That's the bottom line. You better start wanting to call the police, you stinking Muslims.
That's our hope.
That's our hope. It's not a hope, it's reality.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, in Psalms 109...
And then you see...
Go ahead, John.
August, the California State Assembly recently voted to officially recognize only one religious group in an effort of awareness and appreciation for the entire month of August. Guess what group that is? Appreciation and Awareness Month. Didn't we just have 14 innocent people killed by two stinking Muslims in California?
Yeah.
You know, wake up, America. Read the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. They've taken over all of the news sources. They've taken over the schools. They've taken over the government. You know, get it through your head. You cannot give a righteous judgment if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, period.
Amen.
So if there's anyone in a position of authority that's ruling in this country, whether it be a judge, a school teacher, a principal, whatever it is, if they do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, they cannot give a righteous judgment. That's it, period.
Amen.
And you know what? There was a time in this country where we understood it, and nothing but a Christian, God-fearing Christian, could hold a position of authority. Get it through your heads, people.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Well, we're living in a time when I hear that so often in the things that I read, you know, or even people that I talk to here and there. Well, you know, I just don't think we understand. You know, we all serve the same God, and it's like, no, we don't. And the real bottom line is just what you said, John. You know, Second John there, we talked about it, I think, last Saturday. If they don't confess Jesus is the Christ, they're the Antichrist, and it says, don't let them in your house. I would say that even goes along to maybe don't let them in your country.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely, that's what it means.
So,
you know? Even in the New Testament, we're told, you know, not that we are told to be separate. We are.
Yes.
And that's one of the sins of the land, you know, is, you know, not everybody thinks the way we do. It's as simple as that. But see, you know, it's taught, these dirty birds, and our pastor taught us, these dirty bird bastards teach it from the pulpit. It's the churches of the land that have been taken over. And that greed comes in, and they are some of the most adamant ones to bring these Syrians, these Muslims, these, they call them refugees, but, you know, they're nothing but illegal aliens, into the land. They are invaders.
Yeah.
And they're the ones bringing them in.
And if you look at the numbers, where are the women? Where are the children? You know, refugees are, I know, how do we, when we think of refugees, the Titanic springs to mind. You know, you had the survivors fleeing the sinking ship, and what was the call when the lifeboats went out? Women and children first, you know. I mean, they put all of the women and children on the boats that they could put.
Right.
There's no women and children coming in with these.
No.
It's all men.
It's all men and,
we
young,
call that
and young men. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But see, that's women and children first, Tim, and you know it. But many in the remnant don't. See, that's Western civilization. That's Western man.
That's right.
That's the law of God written upon the heart of the Western man. And that is not written upon the heart of the Eastern man. That's not on Ishmael. Okay? That's not on Ishmael's heart. It's not. Ishmael's heart is, they're an infidel. You do with them as you want. And they teach their 10 and 12-year-olds to do this. As we have seen in this land of the free and home of the brave, we see it happening here. It is a clash of cultures. It is a clash of gods. It really is. But the people here have forgotten their God.
Absolutely. And I don't know what exactly got covered. I'm a little late coming in, so if this is a rehash, I apologize. But, you know, Sweden, we're seeing Europe. We've got a road sign over there right now. Merkel's bringing these people in by the hundreds of thousands, just open borders into the Eurozone. And Sweden right now is running about, I think they said, one in four Swedish women are being raped by these quote-unquote refugees. Poland's really not in the news much right now, but if you can dig some stuff out on Poland, it is all but civil war over there right now because they want them out of there. I mean, the Polish people are literally, they've got gangs in the street running them out.
Yeah.
I mean, they're dragging them out into the street and throwing them out. Have you seen any of that?
Very little. But you know, in Branson, we have our friend Richard that was there, a different Richard than me, and he shared that very same thing. And he said, you don't see any of it in the media here. Guys, we got a caller. Listen, we got time for one more phone call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, gentlemen. This is Anthony from New Jersey. How's it going?
Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. You know, it's funny because, well, it's not funny. This is like a global, the globalism, the one world order being established, of course, right? No problem there. That's definitely happening. One world government. We're all one people. Even the Pope is pushing it as a false prophet. Not the false prophet, but as a false prophet. We're all serving the same God. Clearly contradictory towards the Bible. And the Judeo-Christian movement, that whole concept, is Pharisaic. By nature, it's the leaven of the Pharisees undermining Christianity and lifting up the Antichrist Judaism, Talmudic, concepts. And that's what they're doing. They're inside everything. Like, they are in manipulating, casting spells, bringing in damnable heresies that distract us and bring us away from the truth that Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And when you start to dilute that, well, what's salt good for if it loses its savor? Gone. So they are, they're diluting us as, or diluting the gospel of truth. And these people that are going to these Judeo-Christian churches are believing in all. They bring Muslims in, and they're God's children, and this and that and the other thing. But the one point I was looking at is, this seems to me, this is my theory, I could be wrong, this is like a proxy war. This globalized immigration influx, refugee they call them, is to make them sound like they're victims, is all planned. Of course it's all planned, because all the leaders of the world are orchestrating it. They're all behind it. Merkel, our government, all of Europe, right? Basically all the European nations, Christian, once Christian or Christian nations. Now, I believe it's a proxy war by the Zionists to use and to do this. They own the banks. God owns them. I mean, the God of this world is the glory of this world, which is the money, the power, the world system, that they are using these Muslims as a proxy war to destroy Christianity. That's what Satan is doing. They are the father of their father, the devil.
Yep. No doubt about it.
Deceiving the whole world. The whole world.
Absolutely it is. They believe a lie. The people believe a lie. They've been taught it generational. Yeah. As you said earlier, the schools are taken over. The government's been taken over. The churches, the seminaries. And it is a false Christ. Judeo-Christianity is a false Christianity, people. It's as simple as that. Our forefathers, the pilgrims, The people that settled this country, they didn't have a Judeo-Christian ethic. The founding fathers, Jefferson, Washington, they weren't Judeo-Christians. They were Christians. They were Christians. There was no Judaism in it. They didn't deny Christ. And that's what the Judeo does. Judeo denies Christ. And it's a lie that people believe. And it's put out everywhere. You say, oh, this country was formed by the Judeo-Christian ethic is being attacked in this country. No, it's not.
Yeah, right.
The Christian ethic is being attacked, has been attacked and replaced by a Judaism. And, you know, awake, awake, oh, people. Anthony, thank you, brother, for the call. Thanks for the comments. It is. It's a war. It is an absolute war between good and evil.
Amen.
Invasion of the locust.
Thank you. Go ahead, John.
Invasion of the locust of Joel. Those weren't insects that Joel's talking about. It's no. Nations of people. If you can't see that, better read it again.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, and it does say, you know, it is a proxy war, and everyone is used in some way or another. It's called serve. You know, the Bible says, choose you this day whom you will serve. Christian people choose God. We serve God. We serve His ways. We serve unashamedly, without any deference. That's what I choose. That's what we choose to uphold and to serve and to be part of and to be used by. But there are people out there. There are groups. There's, you know, whole populations of people that choose something else, and they're used something by the enemies of God. So that is that's the way the lines are drawn up.
It is.
So we see that.
And, you know, through the Bible story, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah did not serve God, and they were destroyed by God. Egypt, we hear all about the gods of Egypt. There's movies out there, the gods of Egypt, and they're great blockbusters and all that. We read about that. Egypt had other gods. Egypt was destroyed, and, you know, for the most part, is still destroyed today. They've never recovered. They have never recovered from the destruction that God brought upon them and their pharaohs. They never have. And so, you know, you contrast that with the word that said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, whose God is Jesus Christ. That nation is blessed. Yep. And this nation was blessed for so long, but you know those blessings, it sure seems like they're waning. They're not as much as they were. How about that? Maybe they haven't ended, but they're not as much as they were. And I think that the reason that there are still blessings here, because I know it is because of His remnant, because of His people that have heard the truth, that have been awakened out of the slumber, to see the truth, to see that, hey, wait a minute. You know, Judaism denies Christ. So those that claim to be Judaic today are, according to the Bible, the Antichrist, along with the Muslims, along with the atheists. It's what they are. And so, you know, they have no proper ruling authority, as you said, John. But some of us are waking up. Praise the Lord for that. You know, and our prayers we've prayed this morning has been that others wake up, and that's our hope. You know, we can't see it with our eyes, but we can have faith, and we do have faith, and we hope, and we know that it is happening. It will happen. It is happening, and it continues to happen. That as people wake up, they talk about those 3 percenters back in the Revolutionary War. Well, you know, it was 300 that God got Gideon down to, and that was enough. That was enough. One was enough. But God used that 300, and, you know, to me that ties in with that 3%. And the remnant are waking up. They are waking up. They're getting their Bible off the shelf. They're dusting it off. They're not trusting what that dirty bird, guy with the $300 haircut and the $6,000 suit and the mansion and the jets, they're not trusting what that guy tells them anymore. that guy that preaches from the pulpit. They're not, they're, you know, and people, that's not the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to read your Bible for yourself, because on Judgment Day, you will stand before God Almighty. You won't stand behind that preacher you've been listening to. You will stand before the judgment throne. And God will ask you. He won't ask that preacher about you. He'll ask you. We have to remember that.
Stand. That always said, you may love your preacher now, but you're going to hate him on Judgment Day.
Yep.
Amen.
Well, you know, that was one thing about Pastor Peters, is he put the truth out. Love it or hate it, like it or not, truth. And he would tell you, don't believe me telling you. You go look in your Bible and see. That's your responsibility. You know, that's one of the many things he taught us, is that, you know, you don't rely on what I tell you. My job is to point you in that direction, you know, and that's what he would do. You know, he'd show it to us. I, you know, years ago when we first came onto the ministry, we got the old tapes back in Florida, and we'd get them and listen and, you know, put them in the tape player and listen for a little bit, and he'd read a scripture, boop, we'd stop the tape, flip through the Bible, because that's what he told us to do, you know. And then when you read it in the Bible, yeah, that is what it says. How about that? We'd talk about it for a half hour sometime, turn the tape back on. You know, sometimes it'd take 4 hours to get through one of those 50-minute messages. But that was tending the sheep, you know? The word is there.
Oh, yeah.
The truth is there. Well, guys, we're about out of time. Time is almost up. Man, time flies. Folks, we do want to invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can do that at the website, scriptures4america.org. Join us at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And we'll have a review of the news for you. And you'll get to see John. He'll have a welcome there. We've got some songs picked out. Got a couple songs tomorrow that we haven't played in quite a while. We've been working with Paul on that. And so we've got a couple songs there for you. Some praise and worship songs, and we'll have a communion where we can remember. It's what we're told to do, what our Lord and Savior did for us on the cross. And we'll have a Holy Spirit-inspired message that's needed by the sheep, that's needed by the remnant. So we encourage you to join us tomorrow for church. Well, Tim, John, thanks for joining us. And remnant, we thank you for joining us as well. And our address, if you want to write to us, remnant, we do... We so encourage you to write to us and share your thoughts and concerns with us. Our address is Scriptures for America, P.O. Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And our email is preacher@sfaw.org.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever. Knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride. Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off. Move them out, head them off, snake high.
They're disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them.
just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.